The plan backed by trial attorneys would have changed what's known as Wisconsin's joint and several liability law. The way the law stands right now, someone can be held 100% liable for an accident if a court finds that they were 51% responsible. A plan that cleared the legislature's budget committee would have lowered that threshold to 20%, meaning someone who's found to be one-fifth responsible for an accident could have been stuck paying for all of it. Proponents of the change argued it would protect victims of accidents from getting stuck with the bill, but it concerned many businesses, insurance companies, doctors, and others, who argued that the way the plan was worded would have left them vulnerable to big lawsuits. Stevens Point Assembly Democrat Louis Malepsky took the lead on getting rid of the provision. He says it's an issue lawmakers might revisit in the future when they can give it more attention, but not as part of the state budget.
If the argument is making victims whole, we should be very sure of this. And I think that's where my colleagues were on this issue. Let's make sure that we're compensating victims, but also not creating inherent risk and problems with the liability system as we go forward.
This issue has a local significance to Malepsky's district, where Century Insurance is a major employer. While this vote was important, it's not final. Any changes to the budget majority Assembly Democrats agree to amongst themselves still need to pass the full Assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.